Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Should've told you by now. We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me again on this beautiful Memorial Day in the United States. And I suppose this sort of thing is going on around the world. There are people honoring their dead, honoring especially those who gave their lives to protect their nations. And we got some other things we're going to talk about today besides Memorial Day. We are going to spend a little bit more time on that a little bit later in the day. But right now, we got some current events that we want to talk about with our good friend Barbara Weltman. Barbara is one of our top tax experts. She's the author of New Rules for Small Business Taxes, and she's our good friend. Barbara Weltman, welcome back. Are you there, Barbara?
I'm here.
Here you go. There we are.
Okay.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good. It's good to have you back on the show. How are things going?
Things are good. Very good. Busy.
This is a really busy time for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it's busy time for me.
Yeah. The president is expected to sign this week. I don't know if it's going to be today or not. Probably not, but sometime in the next day or two, he's expected to sign a tax bill that has been working, that he introduced to Congress. It got cut in half as it worked its way through Congress, and the Senate and the House have both passed this bill. And is it on his desk right now?
No. As far as I know, they have to print it up, and the technicalities haven't been completed, but it's going to be signed any day.
But we basically know what it's going to be, right?
We know exactly what it's going to be.
Okay,
I have a copy of the exact bill.
See, folks, this is why we have Barbara on the show. She has a copy.
I have been reading it over the weekend. That's my job.
You know, I knew you wouldn't let us down, Barbara. Tell us what it says.
Well, for small business owners, basically small business owners come out ahead here because small business owners will benefit from the tax cuts since
the marginal rates
have been cut to what they were supposed to be starting in 2004 and 2006. So they've accelerated those planned cuts to retroactive to January 1 of this year. So owners of pass-through entities and self-employed individuals who pay tax on their business profits at the individual rates will benefit.
Right.
It means that your June 15th estimated tax payment, you can take a second look and may be able to reduce that.
Absolutely.
You don't have to pay as much come June. So
the marginal rates have come down.
The marginal rates have come down. The top rate is now 35%.
Right. And then did the other rates come down too?
All the rates except the 10% and 15%
right.
brackets have all been reduced.
Right.
The 10% bracket has been expanded so that more income will fall into the 10% bracket than before.
Mm-hmm.
So
that was a little bit of a... That's a tax cut too, then, isn't it?
That's a tax
yep.
cut too,
mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And for married people who file joint returns, the 15% bracket has been expanded. So in effect, that was done to eliminate the so-called marriage penalty.
Right.
For married couples who file jointly, today they pay more taxes than if they were just single and living together.
So this is good news for married folks.
So it's good news for married folks. So all together, you add all these three components up, and that's a pretty significant tax cut.
Well, don't forget, isn't there also, didn't they wind up with some kind of reduction in dividends and capital gains?
Yes, I was going to get to that next.
Okay, but the point is, folks, is don't draw a line under your number yet, because we still got more stuff to add up for regular folks, especially small business owners.
Oh yeah, for small business owners, we have more. More is, as you just said, the cut in the top rate on capital gains. It used to be 20%, but it's now going down to 15%.
Right. And by the way, I'm sorry, is this Are all these things retroactive to the first of the year?
The tax cuts in the brackets, those are retroactive.
The marginal rates are retroactive.
The marginal rates are retroactive. The capital gains cuts apply for sales and exchanges after May 6th. So there's going to be sort of like a fudging on the tax returns. So.
Right.
Yeah. So. But basically, going forward.
Okay.
And dividends for ordinary dividends from that you see from corporations or from mutual funds will be taxed just like capital gains. In other words, they'll be subject to the same. That's right.
Right.
Subject to
right.
the same
so
rate.
So those are two big tax cuts.
That's very right. significant tax
mm-hmm.
cut. And,
it is.
And you know, if you have a C corporation now. You know, it used to be, well, you'd automatically want to pay out as much as you could in compensation because
right.
dividends aren't deductible by a corporation.
Right.
But now you have to take a second look because not only are the dividends going to be taxed significantly lower to the shareholder,
right.
but you don't have any employment taxes on the dividends.
Right, exactly.
So
you know, couldn't this be a pretty good little test to see if this kind of tax adjustment works in the marketplace? In other words, if it resonates in the economy? See
well,
what I mean? In other words, obviously the president wanted double taxation taken off completely.
Right.
Which he didn't get.
No, but this is a step.
This is a step, but we ought to be able to measure this, shouldn't we, Barbara? To see if this kind of an adjustment it resonates, and if it benefits us, then you know if 5% was a good idea, maybe 10% is a good idea.
Well, I think that this is that people are going to keep an eye out on this and see if it does make any kind of difference. The reason that they passed the dividend, the supposed reason or the announced reason was that seniors are the ones who are the greatest recipients of dividends. 50% of dividends
right.
are supposedly paid to seniors, so it was designed to be a tax break for them.
Right.
But it may wind up just being a broader kind of thing, and I think that people will monitor that.
Well, don't forget, and I hate to say this, Barbara, but some of our seniors are in my generation.
We're all getting there.
And so my point is you know, all the coupon clippers are not 80 years old.
Oh, this is so.
And the group in my generation, you're a whole lot younger than me, but the group in my generation, there are 80 million of us. And so that's a lot of coupon clippers, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Stand by, Barbara. We're going to be right back, folks. We got more to come from the lady who knows what's going on. With the tax bill that's going through, has been through Congress, and now is going to be signed by the president this week, and all these things that are good for small business owners. 20 after, stay with us. We'll be right back with Barbara Weltman. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Happy Memorial Day. Barbara Weltman is our guest. She's the author of New Rules for Small Business Taxes, J.K. Lasser's New Rules for Small Business Taxes. She's the author of a number of other books. Just go online, any of the online bookstores, and look up Barbara Weltman, W-E-L-T-M-A-N, or ask for her. Look for her in any of the business sections of your local bookstore, and you'll find all the things that she's written. And there are a number of things. Also, Barbara, give us your website, please.
Yes, it's bwideas.com.
Folks, Barbara, and by the way, don't forget to sign up to subscribe to her print newsletter, which comes out once a month. And so check that out. That's called BW Ideas. I'm sorry, Big Ideas, I should say.
Big Ideas for Small Business.
Yeah. And Barbara was recently, folks, in Washington at the White House. If you remember, what is it, about a month ago, Barbara, they had the Rose Garden event?
April 15th.
April 15th, right. And you were up there along with a number of other friends. I had many friends there in the audience. Karen Kerrigan, who actually the president actually mentioned on
right.
the air. But I thought I could see the top of your head in the audience there, Barbara.
Oh, I was sitting right behind Karen.
yeah. And so you were there, and I know that was a lot of fun. It's a real treat to go to the White House.
Oh, it's a real thrill.
Yeah.
That's
good. But see, folks, while she was there, she made the contact that gets her these copies of the bills that are coming out up there, like she has right now. Not too many people have this information, right, Barbara?
Well, actually, if people who know where to get it can get it right online already.
Okay, all right. I was trying to build you up a little bit there, Barbara.
Well,
okay, what are some?
Better look. That's the idea.
What are some other things?
Well, key for small business is an increase in the dollar limit on expensing.
Direct expensing.
Direct, in other words, being able to write off equipment purchases instead of depreciating the cost over several years.
Capital items like computers and equipment
furniture and machinery.
There are special rules for automobiles.
Special rules.
For rolling stock.
Right. Okay. For the dollar limit went up to $100,000 from $25,000.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, that takes care of most small business.
Barbara, the truth is, you know, the average small business out there with half a dozen employees is not going to need $100,000 to write off. $25,000 was enough. But there are lots and lots of emerging companies out there that are growing to, you know, they need to grow from 10 employees to 50 employees over the next couple of years.
Exactly.
Or from 50 to 100 employees. Or there's a consolidation going on or a merger going on, and they're going to go from 50 to 100 employees overnight. Those folks are the real, they're really contributing to, or they can contribute to the employment generation in this country, and they need those extra write-offs, don't they?
Well, absolutely. That's the whole point of this tax law, and we'll see if it works. But the point is to stimulate purchasing, which stimulates manufacturing, which stimulates jobs.
We got to get capital purchases going again, don't we?
Yes. In other words, there has to be demand out there, and part of demand will be if people can pay for it.
Right.
And this will help to pay for it.
But now, what about the direct expensing? What about retroactive on that?
No, I don't believe so.
So you think it's not retroactive?
I don't think so. But it will apply through 2005.
Uh-huh.
So,
okay.
That's something. And now off-the-shelf computer software will be able to be expensed as well.
Right. Okay, so small business owners, let's add it up. We got our marginal rates are decreased. Our if you're married, we get a deduction. We get an extra deduction.
Yep.
We've got capital gains. We've got dividend reductions.
We have a higher alternative minimum tax exemption.
Exactly.
Now.
That's a big deal, isn't it?
That's a big deal because if you cut your regular tax sufficiently, you may wind up being subject to the shadow tax system, the
right.
Alternative minimum tax. And now they've increased the exemption amount significantly.
For a lot of people, if they hadn't done that, it wouldn't have helped them to have cut their taxes, would it?
No, it wouldn't, because then they just...
Because you got that catch-22
AMT.
You got the catch-22 AMT, don't you?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we should just mention that bonus depreciation, which is an additional first-year write-off, especially if you don't expense, it's up to 50%.
And that's on automobiles especially?
That's on everything. And so for automobiles, what that means is that the... additional first-year allowance is $7,650. We don't know what the basic amount is going to be, but if it would be the same as it was last year, this means that you could write off as a dollar limit $10,710 this year.
I want to throw something else out because all this other stuff, Barbara, somebody they're going to go to their accountant. And by the way, Barbara and I both encourage you to go to your accountant and find out where this new law is going to hit you, how it's going to affect you,
how you can take advantage of it.
Exactly. But think about this, Barbara. All those that extra expensing, that direct expensing that you can take, and everything, that is irrespective of whether you finance the purchase or not.
Absolutely, you could finance 100%.
And which means that you could actually, if you're paying taxes,
you can get a positive cash flow from making a purchase.
You can put capital back into your business by making a purchase.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a really good thing. But talk to your accountant about this. This is really important that you keep up with this. Everything, I won't say everything has changed, folks, but a lot of things have changed, Barbara. And we need to check our position again, don't we?
Oh yeah. It's a whole new ball game now.
Yeah, absolutely. Barbara, give us your website one more time, please.
It's bwideas.com.
And the new book is called J.K. Lasser's New Rules for Small Business Taxes. Will they be able to get some of the new things in your next big ideas for small business newsletter?
Sure. The lead article has all the details.
All right. Check that out, folks, at bwideas.com. Barbara, you're the best. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time.
You bet.
Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. I will be, too, right after these messages with Rick Pinion. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. This show is brought to you by IBM. and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.